Just Energy with naturopath and medical intuitive Dr. Rita Louise. We have learned from Einstein's theories that matter and energy are one. Physicists believe that all systems in nature have their own particular way of vibrating. From the swing of a pendulum to the waves in the ocean to the light that brightens the sky each day, each of these oscillates at its own unique rate. In the same way, things such as rocks and minerals vibrate very slowly and at speeds that are imperceptible to us. Living things such as plants, animals, and man vibrate faster and appear to be alive. The same holds true for every thought, feeling, event, or word we speak. Each has its own frequency or rate of vibration. What many of us don't realize is if we take everything in our own universe down to its simplest form, it is all just energy. Join Dr. Rita as she explores questions such as, what are we made of? Why do we get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? Call in and talk to her and her thought-provoking guests. Send us your questions and get the help you need to move beyond any obstacles or challenges that may be affecting your life, right from the source. So stay tuned and explore your possibilities.
Hello and welcome to Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise, and thank you all for tuning into the show tonight. Well, we have yet another theme this week. Tonight we are going to be talking about the topic of mediumship. And to do that with us, I am so thrilled and excited. We have the famous and infamous psychic medium John Holland on the show talking about his new book, The Power of the Soul. And in the second hour, we have a very good friend of mine, Troy Parkinson, who has a brand new book called Bridge to the Afterlife. And we're also going to be talking about mediumship in the second hour. So let me tell you a little bit about John so we can get him on the air. John Holland is one of the top psychic mediums and spiritual teachers in the USA. He has been lecturing, demonstrating, and giving psychic readings for private clients for over 16 years. He is a regular guest on TV and radio shows across the U.S. where he has often been seen to offer spot psychic readings. His story was originally profiled on CBS Unsolved Mysteries, and the success of Born Knowing and Psychic Navigator has enabled him to captivate audiences throughout the world while he's contacting the spirit world. So please welcome to Just Energy Radio, John Holland. Hi, John. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much. What an intro. Thank you.
I do try.
Thank you.
So I got an opportunity to read your new book, The Power of the Soul, and I loved it. It was a great book. Had a little meat, had some stories, flowed real well.
Thank you.
I think anybody that would gain new insights and information about themselves.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely a lot in there. And, between understanding the soul, acknowledging the soul that's within you, the power of love and reincarnation and breaking free from psychological slavery and about healing and it's a lot really about your belief too. And thank you for such a great radio show that you have also.
Thank you. So I like to talk about meat. I guess I didn't say that while we were visiting a little bit before this show. We really like to get into the meat of topics. We don't like getting into that fluffy stuff.
Right.
The book is entitled Power of the Soul, but what is the soul? Or maybe a better way of asking it is, how do we experience the soul in our daily lives?
Well, when I started doing this, the work as a medium, people said, where are they? What is the soul? And that's what spurred it. And I had no idea what I was going to write about, and I always leave it to the universe or to my audiences or people in workshops to tell me, by a consensus of what is needed. So basically, we all question what is the soul. A lot of people will say, who am I? Where am I going? How the hell do I get there? And so the soul is the essence of who you really are. Most people say, they think that you are a body that comes with the soul. Well, in fact, you are a soul that comes with a body. So that's a good way to look at it. You're not a body with a soul. You're a soul that just happens to come with a body, you know, this time. And the soul is basically the essence of who you are. It's the divine spark of who you are, a divine being from God. And when you're looking into the mirror, is that who you really are? Absolutely not. That's the outside physical casing. The soul is the real you. It's consciousness. And a lot of people also, when they may go to a funeral, and they're looking at the body that's in a casket, and they say, what's the first thing a lot of people say is, that's not them. It isn't. That's just the body. That soul has exited the building. So the soul, it's really consciousness. It's who you really are. It's energy.
I have an interesting question that I don't think I've ever thought about. So when you're doing readings for clients or, you know, a group, so are you actually talking to the soul of the deceased person? I mean, would that be the word
you put with that? Soul. Yes, because there is the oversoul. The soul is multidimensional. I mean, quantum physics, I mean, we think that there's three dimensions, you know, going into four, when there's really like, I don't know, 8, 9, 12 dimensions that we haven't even, you know. That's why I love Greg Braden. Good guest for you, by the way. Hey, how's mm-hmm. that, Greg Braden?
Well, I've been trying, but he's kind of hard to get.
Well, you know, I know him.
So, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to send you an email after the show.
Send me an email as a reminder, and I'll see what I can do. But, you know, I am talking to a piece of that soul. Now, there's the oversoul. And a lot of people say, John, if I go to a medium, because this has happened to some people, and the medium has said to them, look, your mom has reincarnated, so I can't connect with her. Well, I beg to differ on that. I look at it this way. There's an oversoul, many pieces of the soul. You're not just this one piece. And look at it as a computer hard drive, as the oversoul. When I say oversoul, I mean the complete oversoul of who you really are. It's the hard drive. It's it's the bigger part of you. The soul that's playing right now is the John Holland program that's spit out of the hard drive from the oversoul. When the John Holland program is done, it'll go back into the oversoul, and another piece here will come out. So I'm taking back all those memories that I had in this lifetime. So a medium should be able to access that folder or that part of that soul that lived in this lifetime. Yeah.
That's a great way to explain.
Well, yeah, because a lot of people, a friend of mine, Gordon Smith, is a brilliant medium, and he was a teacher and a colleague of mine. He came up with that, and I said, perfect. Perfect. That explains it. Most people being in technology, they understand it when you put it to them that way.
Mm-hmm. I know one of the things that I tell people, I mean, I'm a medical intuitive and a psychic, and when people come and say, tell me something,
yeah, I love that. Yeah.
I go, you know, it's like going on Google and typing ball.
Yeah.
And you get gazillions of responses, but if you narrow down the question, maybe just a tad,
right,
the results are going to be a bit more specific to what you're looking for.
Yeah, the better the question, the better the answer can be. Because when someone says, tell me something about myself, well, can we focus on an area?
I mean,
you know,
it would be nice.
Relationship, job. You know, soul, you know, that's a big question when someone says, tell me something.
My experience has been they say that and then you tell them something, but that's really not what they wanted to know anyway, because they really had an agenda and wanted to know about their relationships, but chose not to tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I have a great colleague too, Sonia Choquette, she's a
brilliant.
Oh,
isn't she great?
Oh, she's brilliant. And someone will come up to her and say, am I going to meet someone? And she'll turn it around in a good way and say, isn't the question about you really taking care of yourself right now before you meet somebody else? Or the question really is when someone asks, you know, she may say, am I going to get a boyfriend? Isn't the question your self-esteem and you really feeling like you deserve a boyfriend? Yeah, so people may get, I mean, people can ask that question, but a true psychic, a true medium, will give them what they need, not necessarily what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking
exactly.
They're talking like my higher self could talk to their higher self. It's a soul-to-soul connection.
So when you're working, we can talk stop here a second. Sure. When you're working with people, do you find that their guides are hysterical or they're hysterical on the other side?
Well, yeah, because it's real. I mean, there are some mediums that do a lot of guide work. I don't bring through guides, or guides don't, they do come. If I'm sitting with a student, per se, who's studying mediumship, something definitely happens. It's almost like I go past the relatives, or I'm taking to the guides for teaching for that student. But a lot of people don't, students come to see me because I don't see people privately anymore. But in my classrooms it happens. But, yeah, I mean, I swear I must have a lot of people call me the, comedian medium. I use a lot of humor in my work because those on the other side, they're still the same. They do progress. I mean, but if I know when I'm linking with someone who is very strict here, who is very frumpy, who is, you know, or someone who was quite lively, quite, energetic, or quite humorous. Because if I came to someone's daughter, if I came to someone in the audience and their grandfather came through, and her father, grandfather was quite a strict man, you know, and really an introvert, and I said to her, I have your grandfather here. What a kind, sweet, giving man he is. She'd say, who are you talking to? You see, so the personality does come through, but yes, they really do have a sense of humor, and I use a lot of humor in my work. Yes, I understand losing someone is tragic. I've lost people myself. They're going through a bereavement, but when you can get an audience to laugh and to loosen up a little, the energy raises the room. I mean, raises the vibe in the room. It helps me meet those on the other side halfway, because when I'm with an audience or one-on-one, people don't realize that it's a three-way communication. It's me, it's the audience, it's them on the other side. I mean, I've had audiences that are quite lively and the communication is raised and it's better. There are some audiences that are either nervous or skeptical, and it's harder for me to for those to come through. So, yeah, there is definitely, the spirit world definitely has a sense of humor, trust me.
Oh, I know. I'll be working with clients and then I'll start cracking up and my clients will look at me like, what? It's like, sorry, they're just being humorous. And then I share what I'm getting.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, it's pretty funny. Anyway.
Well, they tell stories. I mean, the people on the other side, they will, and I always say to people, look, I never embarrass anyone. They do on the other side. They will bring up the person that I'm sitting with, habits, funny stories. I can't tell you some of the things that have come through. And besides the I love yous, they know you miss them. It's those little small laughs, those little things that make up who the person really is or was.
So let me ask you this. In your work, are you primarily clairaudient? Are you clairvoyant? Do you have a combination that goes on?
How do you
bring the information through?
It's everything. I used to see them much clearer. I used to see people on the other side much clearer. For some reason, that was taken away. And that's fine because most psychics are meeting. Your work is always evolving. 17 years ago, if someone saw me 17 years ago, they could see how different it's changed. But I basically feel, hear, and see. I see very symbolically, very symbolically. And one picture is worth 1,000 words. And can I tell you a quick story?
Sure.
Okay, I was in Canada recently, and listen, I'm writing my fifth book, and I'm almost done. And it takes off where my first one left off, Born Knowing. There's some stuff that I've seen in England that was, you know, some paranormal stuff, and there's all kinds of stuff that I wrote about, and client stories. And I wrote about this recently in Canada. I was up there with Hay House at the I Can Do It conference, and I'm getting ready. And remember, this goes back to symbolically. So I'm getting ready to get dressed, and in my mind, you know, I've trained myself to watch my thoughts, the thoughts that have nothing to do with me. Now, we get thousands of thoughts a day, you know, that are normal, but there's some that stick out. Those are the ones you should watch for. So I'm getting ready, and I have the thought of Snow White being carried by the seven dwarfs in the glass casket. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The seven dwarfs are carrying her because she bit into the poison apple, and, you know. So I said, okay, all right, I have no kids. I didn't read about Snow White, and there was definitely not an apple in my room. So I knew that someone was...
So why am I thinking about
exactly.
this now?
What I knew was it was a spirit who was jumping the line. He was, you know, I wasn't even at the event, and I, you know. So I'm still getting ready. Now, I'm a scuba diver. In my mind, I also thought of the old metal helmets that the scuba divers used to wear with the little window with a screen on it when they used to go down, you know, to dive.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay. So I said, you know, I just basically put it up to the spirit. I didn't link in because I'm getting dressed and getting ready. And I said, look, I'll see you at the event. You know, I don't stop. My world doesn't stop because I get something. Put it back in there. I'm like, yep, see him, you know. So I go to the event, and I'm on stage in front of 900 people. And I said, you know, that soul, that spirit has to bring it up again to me, for me, because I'm not going to walk on stage, and, you know, and just give it, they have to be linking in with me. So I started getting it again. And just at that moment, I looked into the audience and I pointed to a certain section and I said, "There's somebody, look, people, lots of times in demonstrations I get stuff, I don't know why I get it, and I'm a little confused by this, so I'm just going to give it right here in this section. Does anybody know someone that was buried in a casket with a window?" So how did I get that? It just came together symbolically. I felt it, I saw it, I knew it, because I had the crystal, I had the glass casket and the diver's helmet window. So now in my head, I'm like, yeah, right, no one's definitely going to raise their hand. But right when I pointed, a woman raises her hand. I said, "Okay, let me get this right. You know somebody that was buried in a casket with a window?" And she said, "John, it's not a casket." She said, "I'm a glass blower." She said, "About 6 years ago, a friend of mine passed away, and I'm a professional glass blower. And for him and his family, I blew his urn made out of glass. But I made sure I kept a clear bubble on the front of the urn so he could always look out." Well,
all right, now I'm getting like the total willy.
Well, everybody in there, people didn't know whether to cry, laugh, get up, but, you know, they all felt it. And I got the willies. I went, "Oh, so it's a room with a view." So I said, okay. And so what it was, is that's exactly what it was. But do you see how spirit had to use the casket for burial and the diver's mask for me to put those two together? And it just came together. So I see symbolically a lot. I'll see Niagara Falls when I know it means Niagara Falls or someone from upper state Canada or New York. I've been doing this for so many years. All my symbols usually mean the same thing. I took a plane into the Grand Canyon once and I fainted when I got off the plane because we had this daredevil pilot who took us through thunder clouds and dips and, you know, I wasn't featuring it. Got off the plane, saw the black dots and fainted. So the Grand Canyon will always mean two things to me. And they know that on the other side, and they use all your memories, everything that's in your memory banks, like, you know, like Google, okay? You know, so the Grand Canyon means the Grand Canyon to me, or small cedar plane pilot. So I was in a small group, and I said to this woman, I said, "Do you understand the Grand Canyon?" She said, "No, never been there." I said, "What about a small cedar plane pilot?" And she says, "No." She goes, "Well, this could be a stretch. My ex-husband flies a small cedar plane." I'm like, "Well, yeah." And she goes, "Well, why is my father talking about my ex-husband? Why isn't he talking about my new husband?" I'm like, "I don't know, lady." You know? It's like, so, you see, they use within your, they use within your memory. So I see a lot symbolically. One picture explains everything to me.
Your story reminds me, I used to do this event. I would have guest speakers come and do a little segment during my little monthly presentation. And one night I had a medium come on, you know, as part of the presentation. She was very good. Okay, I knew her from other things, but man, it was like she wasn't bombing out, but the audience just was not responding
right
to what she was saying.
Yes.
And she kept going on, you know, "Is there someone that, you know, had somebody that passed that had something going on with their arm?" And she kept going on about this arm, and she'd go on to something else, and then she'd come back to this arm. I mean, very insistent about this arm thing. And I could just see the frustration on her face and just could tell that it was just kind of shutting her down because they want to communicate and they're knocking everybody else out of the area so that they can come through. And so she ends, we take a little break, and she leaves. Well, I'm a medical intuitive, and that was my section to go up and take audience questions and do health readings. The first person that raised their hand was a woman who says, "Well, you know, I have this thing going on with my arm. What is it?"
Right.
I just looked at her. I go, "You know, Kathleen just spent the last half an hour trying to find the person with the arm thing going on, and there you are."
Well, did that person in the audience think that she was linking with someone on the other side that passed from an arm thing? Or?
Well, she was going any way that she could about an arm thing. Anybody passed with an arm thing? Anybody got an arm thing?
Okay, yeah. And, you know, some people wait for that very last, they want that one piece of evidence more. And I totally understand. And I, you know, and it's, some people, they don't get it. But it's the medium's job to make sure that they do get it. I mean, you know, but like you said, she did try. And I get these, I swear to God, I got to write a section in my book called "You Gotta Laugh." When people forget who they are, when you come to them, their name, their husband's name, their wife's name, how many children they have. I had a woman, I came to a woman, you've got three children, I'm being told? I have no kids. The three daughters are right beside her. You know, they were like, Ma, what are we, you know? What are we? Do you see us? You know.
I bought you at the supermarket.
Yeah, absolutely. Or the guy who said, I came to a gentleman in Colorado, and his father came through, and you can tell he was dragged in by his wife, because there was probably no football game on that night. And, you know, his father came through, he started to weep, and at the end, I said, sir, are you on a, do you own a landscape business? Cause landscaping business? Because in my mind, all I kept getting was huge, a large area of grass. And I said, did you just mow your lawn? Did you just landscape your lawn? Nope. I said, because I'm getting something about this huge lawn. And his wife whispers in his ear, and he says to me, well, our house is on a golf course. Could that be it? Be it? Yes, sir. I just wanted to fly up there to the balcony. But, you know, people don't understand. You know, it's fine. And, they, you know, I did a message came through the other day in one of my small gatherings that I do in Andover, Mass. And I came to one girl, and I said, what's with the music? The piano player? Nope. And I said, okay, look, I know I'm getting something about music. Who writes music? And she said, my brother. I said, okay. I said, so it wasn't that he played piano, he's a writer of music. But they were waiting for that, he's a writer of music. And she wasn't sitting with their mother. And then it switched over, because she was sitting up in front, sister was sitting in the back. Then the message flowed, and I said, I know, you were waiting for the writing of the music part, as opposed to giving me music. Because that's very common. You know, but I've been doing it long enough, and, you know, I can get quite specific to the point where they don't want to hear it, where they're nervous. Sometimes people get nervous around me because they do not know what's going to come out of me. I don't say it's not me. I'm just a mailman. I just deliver.
Oh, hey, I hear you.
Yep.
I hear you. So, let's see.
Frustrating. I mean, I was in Maine, and I was in the back of the room. I said, now, this is only group of 40. And I said, who back there, right there in that section, lost a brother? No response. I could hear the crickets, practically. Where is no response. And these people were not moving. They weren't moving their facial muscles. I think they were thinking, don't give them anything. I said, right here in this section, who lost a brother? I got off my platform, walked right back to the last row, to the last two ladies. I said, which one of you lost a brother? And the girl said, well, I did, but that was so long ago. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm only bringing through the dead that died yesterday, you know. But she's like, you know, they just... It's okay, though. You know, it's fun. That's why you've got to laugh. You have to have a sense of humor with this. At least I do.
I'm going to share a similar story because it just keeps coming to my brain. I was at a conference doing session work, and I had this woman come over, get a reading, and I just kept getting this information about this man that was in her life that was sucking her dry. And so she was like, no, you know, I don't know anybody like that. And I go, well, he's husband, brother, cousin, your age level, close relationship, could be a very close friend. I go, but their energy seems very dependent on you, or you're giving to them a lot. And I'm going on and on and on. She's like, no. And for me, if I can't get them to connect, I usually get cut off.
Yes.
They are insistent, you need to get this point out, and they need to get it.
Yes.
And so now I'm kind of fishing around going, okay, I got some time to blow here, and I don't know what to talk about. And so I kind of start talking about some other stuff that was opening up, and then I come back immediately to this man and try to go off again and come back to the man for the entire session. I mean, fortunately, it was only 15 minutes. She writes me the check, gets up from the table and goes, well, you know, I have a brother who's schizophrenic that I support.
Hello?
And I just looked at her and shook my head like, hello?
Yeah, he may not be purposely taking her energy. You see, it's all in the phrasing, too, though. And, you know, I talk about that in Power of the Soul, the energy cords that drain you, you know, to people and places.
John, we need to take a quick break.
Sure.
I'm Dr. Rita Louise. This is Just Energy Radio. We're talking to John Holland about his new book, Power of the Soul. His website is www.johnholland.com, and we will be back after these words from our sponsor.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages.
sensitive to energies? Want to explore the world beyond the five senses? Looking for a new career as an alternative healthcare practitioner? Then the Institute of Applied Energetics, Medical Intuition, and Energy Medicine Training Programs may be right for you. Our comprehensive curriculum provides students with a deep understanding of how to detect, evaluate, and transform the subtle body, as well as techniques for correcting energetic imbalances that may underscore a person's ability to experience radiant health. So if you are sensitive to energy, contact the Institute of Applied Energetics right away. Be a catalyst for changing the way healthcare is done around the world. Visit www.appliedenergeticsinstitute.com and start your new career today. Hey, it's Dr. Rita Louise. Don't forget to sign up for our free online newsletter at justenergyradio.com. It'll keep you informed of who's coming on the show each week. And don't forget, explore your possibilities every Friday night. Don't miss a single episode of Just Energy Radio. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Are you feeling stuck and unsure which way to turn on your path? Do you lack focus and direction in life? Do you feel something is missing? So what do you want? A better job, your dream home, more money, your ideal mate? Decora has practical tools to assist you. Schedule a session today to get clear about what you truly desire to deliberately create the life you want. For more information, visit ManifestingConsultant.com or call toll-free 1-800-813-3877.
Go deep inside yourself and venture into the realm of the unconscious mind with my Meditating on the Kabbalah guided imagery audio CDs. Discover who you are and what you want in life. Meditating on the Kabbalah can help you to open, clear, and revitalize the energetic pathways of your subtle being. They will support you in your spiritual quest by helping you to access the profound insights and inner guidance you need as you work in alignment with your highest good. Let them help you to release negative thoughts and emotions and clear away any limitations that may be keeping you from experiencing your full potential. Walk down the path to health, healing, understanding, and enlightenment with Meditating on the Kabbalah. Order your copy today at www.soulhealer.com. That's right, that's www.soulhealer.com.
Now back to Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise.
Hello and welcome back to Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise and we're here talking to John Holland about his new book, really good new book, Power of the Soul. So John, so let's say I was a lay person and how could I tell if my soul was trying to communicate with me?
Great question.
Couldn't it just be my own mind or my ego or my imagination talking to me?
Yeah, great question. Your imagination, when you're, first of all, your soul, you have, I say to my audiences, how many people have a soul? Usually everyone raises their hand except the guy in the front row, you know. He won't. I'm like, sir, what, did you leave it at home? Everyone has a soul, and with the soul comes soul. Your soul senses, which is intuition, your psychic ability. Now, if you're getting something and it goes away, that's your imagination. But if it keeps coming back, if that nudge keeps coming back, that drive to do something, that's your intuition knocking on the door. That's your soul trying to communicate with you through intuition. Dreams are another way. Everything starts in the physical world, but what happens, Dr. Reeder, is, you know, we don't listen to it. Then it'll, you being a medical intuitive, it comes into the body. When we're not paying attention to that pain, it'll try to come into the dream. So your soul is constantly trying to get your attention. And also, synchronistic events happen also. It's when I wrote my first book, Born Knowing, a lot of people can't stand this story. When I was ready to write it, and not before, before someone put a computer in front of me and said, okay, here, write your book, I wasn't ready. When it was time to write it, doors opened. I met a friend who has a who's a psychic, actually, she's a business intuitive consultant. She called her agent. I signed with the agent. My book was sold to Hay House within a month. And it's been, you know, 7-8 years ever since. So synchronistic events kept happening. When I wanted to go to England to study mediumship, 2 weeks into reading books on mediumship, because I started out doing psychic work. 2 years into doing that, people on the other side started showing up. I started reading all these books on mediumship. 2 weeks into reading them, I met somebody from England, lost my job. Someone rented my apartment while I was away, got a visa to go over there. So synchronistic events also is a way that your souls try to get your attention. Not every falling leaf that falls in front of you is going to be a synchronistic event. It's a rock is a rock. But you need to say to the universe, to God, please, and this is for people who are listening who are saying, I don't know what I want to do, or I know what I want to do, but I don't know how to get there. Ask the universe, please show me, if this is for my highest good, bring me the synchronistic events that I'm going to follow. But please, can you make sure I know that it's a synchronistic event? Could be a phone call, a book that somebody gives you, a pamphlet that you suddenly find in your, you know, ends up in your hands. Synchronistic events and intuition, dreams, and of course, there's the wake-up calls.
About the wake-up calls.
Yes, you know, and many people have had tragedies in your life, and mine was my car accident I had in Los Angeles that put me on this path. I didn't boo-hoo-hoo. I thanked that because that accident, I really knew that that accident was my wake-up call. You don't get a lot of them. And a wake-up call could be a death.
I've had so many.
Yeah, it could be a tragedy. But if you got to pay attention to those wake-up calls. I believe that that's God's way of saying, okay, we tried the dreams. We tried the synchronistic events. We tried to affect the body. Now, let's see if they get this. And that's God really banging on your door saying, pay attention. So those are the ways to trust that your soul is trying to get your attention.
I've written a book. It's called Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4 because the universe used to like to give it to me over and over, and over again.
Yes, absolutely.
But I didn't pay attention.
No.
And once I finally figured out that I needed to pay attention, it all stopped.
Yes, and speaking of that 2x4, I was doing a demonstration in Boston at the John Hancock Hall, and I was talking about synchronistic events, and in between the break, I went behind, and the sound man, he said, you know what happened to me? I said, what? He was a sound man for a Jethro Tull concert, and a beam fell on him and broke his back. While he was having his back surgically corrected, they found that that three of his valves, he was due for a heart attack like the following day practically. He was so clogged, he had a quadruple bypass. And I said to him, it took a beam to fall on you before you did that? And he said, yes, but he was thankful for that beam. It might have hurt his back, but it saved his life to live long enough, he's still alive, to watch his children grow and to watch his grandchildren. So I said, don't wait.
That was a literal 2x4.
Exactly.
You know, in your book, you discuss the topic of gratitude, and you share a story about a woman in your class where you're teaching on a cruise to Alaska.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if you could share that story with the listeners.
Sure.
Just thought it was a great story.
Sure. Gratitude, I really believe, it's your way of giving back. I mean, we're so, you know, we always complain about what we don't have in our life, but we don't bless the things that we do have in our life, you know. And you know, the sunny day, if there's food in your refrigerator, and I know that there are tough times, but, you know, I try to say, be thankful, you know, for what you have. And I was doing this lecture, and, I mean, when Power of the Soul came out, I was just leaving books in, you know, on park benches. It's my way of giving back, and I just did a charity for animals because they're very big to me. I raised $32,000. For the two animal shelters in New Hampshire, $32,000.
Wow.
People said, wait a minute, you're not taking anything? No, I mean, just the money for the rent and, you know, the marketing, but $32,000, I want nothing here. It's my way of saying to the universe, no, thank you. I was on the cruise to Alaska, and I'm going again in 3 weeks, and there was a woman in the audience, and I was talking about positive thinking, okay? And I came to this woman, and I said, are there any questions? And she said, why did my mother give me up for adoption? And, you know, and I wasn't doing a psychic reading. She thought I could link to her mother. That's not what that moment in that lecture was about. And I said, okay. I said, well, she was one of 10 children from China, 10. I said, maybe your mom gave you up so you could have a better life? Like, I didn't know what. I'm like, you know, that seemed like a normal answer. And I said, your mom gave you up to have maybe a better life? I said, how did your life turn out? Terrible. I said, aren't you on a cruise ship to one of the most beautiful spots in the world? Yeah. And I said, and who's that little girl sleeping on your lap, that beautiful little girl? My daughter. Is she healthy? Yes. I said, do you work? Yes. Does your husband work? Yes, he has his own business. Is he healthy? Yes. Are you and your daughter healthy? Yes. And I said, lady, if you put your foot on the floor every morning, I think you're doing okay. And so I said to her, you know, I tried to, now granted, I don't know what kind of life she had, but I was trying to show her to be in the now. Look where you are, on a cruise to Alaska. You know, try to be thankful. So hopefully she walked away with that, you know, with hopefully I turned her around a little. And to let go of why her mother gave her up and to focus on the little girl, that beautiful. Do you know what mothers would do who are trying to have a baby, to have a little girl, a healthy little girl on their lap like this woman did, or a husband that owns his own business, or to be on a luxurious cruise ship to see one of the most beautiful places on God's green earth. I mean, amazing, you know, with the glaciers and the whales. And for her to say, my life sucks, kind of got to me. And
she probably has no idea what her life would have been like being one of 10.
Yes.
In China.
Absolutely. So hopefully, and I wasn't being rude to her. I was just trying to show her, look where you are. Look at that child that's sleeping so peacefully on your lap, that beautiful little girl. So hopefully she got something from it. And hopefully when people read that story, and I'll tell it again when I'm in Alaska in 3 weeks, that they got something from that. But yeah, gratitude, it's very important. There's a, I talk about this other gentleman in the book called Bren Vataclan. He runs the Smile, the Boston Smile Project. Here's a guy who was in the dot-com business. Of course, the dot-com business crashed many years ago, and a lot of people were out of work, and he moved from Cincinnati to Boston, and he noticed that everyone in New England wasn't smiling, downtown Boston, because in New England, they're always looking down, talking on their cell phones, or just, you know,
Well, you're not allowed to look at people.
Yeah, in New York, it's
the same thing. It's like, don't look at them. My grandmother almost smacked me in the subway one time. Don't look at them.
Yeah, we're taught not to look at people, not to touch anymore because of technology. We, you know, everything through email. We're losing that personal connection with people. So what he did, he's an artist, so he took small canvases, and he used to paint these cartoon characters as a child, so he brought them on the canvas. He painted them on the canvas, these small, like 12 inches by 12-inch canvases, painted them with oils, and he would leave them around New England. You have to laugh when you see these pictures, because they're just so childlike, and they make you laugh and feel good. And on the back of the picture says, this painting is yours, just please smile more at the next person. Or smile at the next person. He left them all over New England. Then it went to other countries. So I think it's like in 13 countries. And he didn't get a dime for this. This guy was kicking out these cartoons. And he was at a hospital once in Boston where they were taking children's blood. And of course, all the walls are green. You know, very depressing. You know, a good housekeeping magazine maybe that's torn up there or something. And he said, what can I do? Well, he painted a mural of that child where they take the kid's blood. So these kids can look at the funny paintings instead of a pale green wall. And he wanted nothing. So that's why I so applaud this man. Yeah, Smile Boston Project. It's an amazing story. It's a way of giving back.
So we have been talking about like the cosmic 2x4 and people not appreciating or having gratitude for what they have. But let's talk a little bit about when bad things happen to us.
Yes.
So let's say I'm working really hard to pay attention to the dictates that my soul is giving me. And then wham, my marriage falls apart, I lose my job, I have a car accident, I mean, whatever that happens to be. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes I don't, you know, when bad things happen to good people, we don't know lots of times why these things happen. And, you know, I had, you know, that expression, everything happens for a reason. I love that saying. I hate that saying. Okay? The reason why is because I saw this mother who lost 3 boys all at once that were tragically killed. And she wanted to know, can someone else's life, soul, interfere with someone's life here? And I said, well, yeah, absolutely. It's a karmic thing that they have to work out. Not that it was meant to happen, but I really believe someone else's soul can get in your plan. And, you know, and it's not meant to be. And it does happen. And now that guy, the person that hurt her kids, you know, he passed away and he'll have to deal with that. But sometimes, Dr. Rita, we don't know why things happen. I do know that a friend of mine, she tries to be positive. She tries, and I talk about this in the book. You know, she said, look, I bought the book. I bought the angel cards. I bought all the positive books. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't work. Because she was brought up to believe that people are out to get you. So, and that they're out to use you. So I don't care how much thinking, I mean, how much positive work you're doing, or what cards you buy, or what book you read, if you have that tape going through your head, people are out to get me. I gotta be careful. People are out to get me. People want to use you. They always want something. That's not gonna happen. I call that in the book, breaking the handcuffs. It's psychological slavery. So when the bad things happen, is it karmic? And you got to look at, did your marriage really fall apart, Dr. Rita? Is that the truth?
Which one?
Okay, so that did happen, okay? But remember, even the worst things that happen to you can be a spiritual change agent for you. What did you learn from that?
Tons. I mean, I was just putting that down just to have something to say, but I'll share this. I learned tons about myself. I learned tons about where I was not available in the relationship, and you know, where I screwed up, where I did not assert myself. I mean, I learned so much, and I just am so happy because I don't ever have to bring that back into my life again.
Absolutely, and you acknowledge that, so you got that lesson. You got that, and when something happens, I'll even say to people, how many of you have negative people in your life? And most people will say, I'll say, well, did you learn something from them? No, what did I learn from that? Beep, beep, beep. And I'm saying, come on, you must have learned something. There's definitely a lesson in there. If that person, you know, helped you to move on to meet somebody else, many times when people break up, even though it hurts so much, whether, you know, I was in a relationship for 13 years, and it ended 2 years ago. But, we, you know, we parted as friends because we just grew apart. But I learned so much. But even a negative relationship can push you forward. It can push you forward and make you a better person. And say you break up with someone, how many times, months later, a couple of years later, you're like, thank God I broke up with that person because I wouldn't have met this person, the person that they were meant to be with. So we learn, and, you know.
But I think a lot of the times people have these experiences and they don't spend any time looking at them or seeing what their part in them were.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're just very subconscious or unconscious about the whole thing.
Yeah, they got to take personal responsibility of this. It's, you know, in relationships, it has to be a give and take. Are you giving what you're getting back? It should be an even exchange of energy.
Ooh, that's like one of my favorite lines.
There you go.
John, we need to take a quick break. I'm Dr. Rita Louise. We're talking to John Holland about his new book, The Power of the Soul, and we will be back after these words from our sponsors.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages.
And discover alternative solutions to your deepest concerns at soulhealer.com. So whether it's a physical problem, an emotional issue, a question about work, or troubles in your relationship, naturopath and medical intuitive Dr. Rita Louise can help you. Bring peace, harmony, and health back into your life. Schedule a session today. Visit soulhealer.com right away and live the life you've been dreaming of.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rita Louise, the host of Just Energy Radio and the founder of the Institute of Applied Energetics. Start a new career today on the leading edge of alternative health and healing. The Institute of Applied Energetics can help you develop the specialized skills you need to work as an energy medicine practitioner, intuitive counselor or professional medical intuitive. Besides our outstanding technical instruction, our programs also support you in creating and building a successful business in this rapidly growing field. Be a catalyst for changing the way healthcare is done around the world. Contact the Institute of Applied Energetics right away or visit AppliedEnergeticsInstitute.com. You can get a copy of Dr. Rita's latest book, Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, by visiting www.soulhealer.com. Get your copy today.
Just Energy Radio wants to help you grow your business. Just Energy Radio has a growing global audience which can provide you with an unequaled opportunity to educate thousands of people about the products and services you have to offer. Through our targeted market, your ad is more likely to connect with like-minded individuals who will respond to your message. In addition, our archiving feature will allow your ad to be heard over and over again. Join the internet marketing revolution and take advantage of our low introductory prices. Visit JustEnergyRadio.com for more information.
The crossroads in your life and discover alternative solutions to your deepest concerns at soulhealer.com. So whether it's a physical problem, an emotional issue, a question about work, or troubles in your relationship, naturopath and medical intuitive Dr. Rita Louise can help you bring peace, harmony, and health back into your life. Schedule a session today. Visit soulhealer.com right away and live the life you've been dreaming about.
And now back to Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise.
Hello and welcome back to Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise and we're talking to John Holland from johnholland.com about his new book, The Power of the Soul. So John, just to give you a heads up, we have about 10 minutes left.
Sure.
And I'd like to cover one topic, and that's the idea of past lives. I'm sure that that must come up during your session work. How can, in your opinion, how can past lives affect us in our present lives?
Well, let's talk about relationships. There are some people that you resonate with and you don't know why. You just know that you might have, for the people who are aware of reincarnation, the soul keeps going. It was here before you were born. It's going to continue afterwards when you discard this vehicle, this vessel. And it can help you. I don't look at it, it's funny. In my new book, you know who Dr. Brian Weiss is, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I always wanted, he always takes, because I work with him a lot, and I always take part in his group, his group regression. But I can, once he takes people to relax and they take you, he takes you, starts by taking you into your mother's womb. I never get past the womb. You know,
it's comfy there.
It is, but I pass out or I go, I trance out and people come out of it with all these wonderful stories. I'm like, damn, I can't get out of the womb. So finally, I have the opportunity to have my own personal regression by Dr. Brian Weiss himself. So I write about that in the book. And I wanted to know about my guides, if they, you know, I can get closer to them, and relationships. Now you're asking about relationships here and, you know, reincarnation, how can it help us? I always had a special relationship with my mom. Granted, I'm one of five kids. When I was born and as a child also, I always called her mom, but I also always call her now by her first name, which is Jenny. So I very rarely call her and say mom or mom or ma. Or, you know, it's always by her first name. And in the regression, I found out that it went back to the early 1800s. And in that life, I was the father and she was my daughter. So in that life, I was the parent and she was the kid. And in this life, it seems like I'm still the parent and she is still the kid. So if you have a difficult person in your life, it could be, if you can't figure out why, what if, you know, there's just a regression wouldn't hurt. And you may see that they, something happened to you in your past life with that person. So it can help, but I don't think people should go. A lot of people use past life work for entertainment. If you have a phobia, now they just had in the news about this kid from England who was a World War One or Two fighter pilot, and he was giving, he knew how he went down in the water, his name, so they brought him, it was on Good Morning America, they brought him to America, And he named his friends that was in the squadron with him. I don't know if they were still alive or what, but I just heard about this. So, I mean, now that he's 11, he forgets, you know, a lot of it, which a lot of us do. But it's not something you do on a whim. Do it if you're having a difficult relationship with someone. Do it if you have a phobia that you can't figure out why. And you might find out that you were in a, you know, you were confined to one area. My aunt has this fear of elevators. She doesn't know where it came from. Something could have happened. She could have been a prisoner. And once you find out what the phobia, I mean, what happened back then, it usually clears up the stuff here. So reincarnation, fascinating subject. And my mom, she's all Italian, but yet her whole life, she looks Chinese. I mean, when she was younger, she used to do the makeup like Chinese. She's white as a lily. She had jet black hair, Chinese clothes, Chinese fans, figurines, anything Oriental. My mom has it in her house, but she's a full-blooded Italian. So, go figure. I feel it's an influence from her past life.
I believe that.
Oh, yes.
I mean, people are drawn. They're naturally drawn to areas where they have spent time and put their energy.
Yes, like me in England. I know I've been there. I am too comfortable there. I am too comfortable. A lot of my friends, because I have a lot of energy, when I go to England, I just chill out. It just resonates with me. And I'll probably, many years from now, when I retire, if I retire, I'll probably still give them messages from the coffin. I think that's when I'll finally take a break is when I go over to the other side. But England resonates with me. So I know I've been there because I resonate with the country, the stone buildings, the history of the place. It's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
That in New Orleans, too, is very special to me for some reason.
I'm going to New Orleans in a couple of weeks. I'll think about you while I'm going through all the little voodoo shops.
Yeah, have you been there before?
I have never been there before, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, you look at the architecture and the coffee and beignets that you eat and the railings and the steel works that are around the building. It's haunting. It's absolutely stunning. You're going to have such a great time.
So let me ask this question, since you've spent time there. I do ghost hunting.
Yes.
With a group. I mean, people laugh at me. The people in the group laugh at me because I'm really kind of a chicken. Like, well, okay, we can go into this room but turn the lights on because I don't like it dark.
Yes.
And but I'm the group psychic.
Yes.
And so is there a lot of, like, real activity that's still happening around New Orleans, or is that
included from now? I really think so. And a lot of people, I don't know about you, Dr. Rita, but I think hauntings are rare. I don't think it just...
Real, you know, true hauntings.
True hauntings. A lot of people, like I did this thing on A&E, and they took me to the shirtwaist factory blindfold, and it's a place where, until 9/11, September, the terrorist attack, this was the biggest tragedy, when 90 women jumped from the 9th to 8th floor because the building was burning. And here they are, okay, let's blindfold them and let's see what he gets. Okay, put a burning psychic blindfold and take it off and put them in a burning, where people had, left to their death. So the place wasn't haunted. But I began to cry on camera, and they showed it on TV, because the energy of that tragic event is still there, and it plays over and over again. Now, it's not these women haunting the place, but it's
residual energy.
Exactly. So a lot of places, that's all it is. And sometimes a kid who's psychic, going through puberty, may spark that loop to play over and over again. So a lot of hauntings aren't really hauntings.
Well, actually, I just am finishing up a book called Dark Angels, and it's all about ghosts, and I talk about residual energy hauntings versus active hauntings, which is hardly any. And then I go into this one whole section talks about attached entities and how they affect you on a personal level,
sure,
which is separate from ghosts.
Yes.
So, very interesting topic, great story. You'd love the story.
Well, that's a lot of Alberto Villoldo's work, too, The Shaman, Healer, and Sage. I mean, his book, Alberto Villoldo, who extracts attachments to
mm-hmm.
you. Yeah, so it's fascinating. It is fascinating.
Weird, but interesting.
Yes, and I don't think, you know what, too, Dr. Louise, is I'm still a student, and, you know, you are, too, and we're always learning, and this work continues to fascinate me. I don't take every metaphysical thing as an answer. Don't get me wrong. A rock is a rock. You know, trust me, you're a physical being and a spiritual being, honor both. But, you know, that metaphysics and New Age, which is not new at all anymore, it's a lot of people are turning to that now because they're not getting the answers from the outside world. But, you know, choose wisely the subject that you study.
Mm-hmm. So if you were going to, because I'm like looking at the clock going, maybe 2 minutes. But then I say that and the music starts. if you were to suggest one thing to help people to begin to experience the power of their souls, what would that be?
Just keep repeating every once in a while. Two things to say. I am a soul. Keep saying it. I am a soul, not what you see in the mirror. I am a soul, and with it comes all that energy. And if you have a decision, what would my soul want me to do? You know when you're acting from the soul, when you let that person cut in front of you. You know you're not when you don't. So I am a soul. What would my soul want me to do? And think about that.
And so I would assume if people wanted to see where you're giving lectures or about your upcoming cruise, they can find that on your website, johnholland.com.
Absolutely, Doctor.
We need to go, John. You're great.
Thank you very much, and give my best to Troy.
I will. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages. Are you getting your greens? Now you can have your greens and drink them too with Innerfood by Inner Health Botanicals. Innerfood promotes health and boosts energy with nature's finest superfoods. Innerfood is 70% organic and 100% natural without fillers and is a whole food product totally assimilated by the body. Innerfood is spirulina, chlorella, dulse, kelp, spinach, alfalfa, barley, wheatgrass, rosehip, beetroot, and much more in real amounts, not just a sprinkle to fill out an inflated but impotent list of ingredients. Just mix a tablespoon in your protein shake or in your favorite fruit juice and you are good to go and go and go. Other greens on the shelf typically weigh 300 grams and sell for between $35 and $70. Innerfood is a full 400 grams, 33% more for $39.95 plus shipping. Simply go to our website, innerstreamsradio.com, and click on any Inner Health Botanical banner and you're ready to order. Or call 866-762-9238 and be sure to mention you heard them on Inner Streams Radio. Innerfood, building health from the inside out. 70 million Americans suffer from sleep deficit. I'm James Afayanchik, the Black Knight of Talk Radio, and I'd like to tell you about Earth Pulse Magnetic Field Supplementation. While using the Earth Pulse device, I found that I drifted off to sleep faster, I slept deeper, and I woke up more refreshed, and it does much, much more. Call them right now at 888-211-7888, or check out their website at www.earthpulse.net. But wait, there's more. When you buy a new digitally programmed Earth Pulse version 4 magnetic supplementation device and use the special Innerstreams Radio coupon code ISR, you'll receive an instant $50 savings. No rebates to get lost in the mail. Just $50 more in your pocket on your way to better health. 888-211-7888 or check out their website at earthpulse.net and use the special Innerstreams Radio coupon code ISR. Earth Pulse. Deeper, more restful sleep, or your money back. The Berkey water system is more than a water filter. It's a natural purification system that yields 99.99% pure toxin and biopathogen-free water from any water source without electricity. Many supermarket paper and charcoal filters catch, for a while anyway, some impurities that make water taste bad. The Berkey ceramic hard rock filters with their zillions of little micro holes go much further and trap everything from parasites to bacteria to chemical toxins and molecular size contaminants, even fluoride and arsenic. Trace elements and minerals necessary for life are filtered out by most reverse osmosis systems. The Berkey systems allow these through to nourish and energize you, your family, your pets, and the plants under your care. What about lugging bottled water home every week? The Berkey pure water systems are many times more pure than the so-called spring water, and the cost convenience factor will amaze you. With simple regular cleanings, your Berkey system can last up to 6,000 gallons between filter replacements. That means pure water